knowing that everything will be all right. It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. It's Poetry Thursday, and our reading today is Ecclesiastes 11 and 12. Tomorrow will be the first day of Season 13's final month. Be sure to catch the show because I've got something I want to tell you. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end. Before we read, let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the wisdom found in this book. I pray, God, that as we read today, you would teach us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, are you ready? Let's begin. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven, and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart, and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they're afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Chapter 11 began with a message that would not come from an old, jaded, cynical, Scrooge-type fellow that Solomon has sounded like during much of this book. He started chapter 11 with the advice that you should be generous with those in need because your giving is like a farmer sowing grain. It will yield a return. And if you have the ability now, you never know when your fortunes may change and you may need someone else's generosity. And then Solomon advised that the young should enjoy their youth, keeping in mind that God will be the judge of all that we do, so we should avoid evil.
Chapter 12 says that the young should keep the Creator in mind, because in our old age, life becomes difficult. Our senses dull and our bodies become weak, and ultimately we die. And at the very end of the chapter in the book, Solomon refers to himself in the third person and calls himself the preacher. And he says that after observing all that he could, he wrote down the best words that he could, words of truth, words that could hold you steady in the storms of life, words that were given by God. And his conclusion was this: fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, because God will judge every work, every act, whether good or evil. Beloved, the only true and lasting happiness and peace is found in knowing God and pleasing him. Anything apart from that will only bring emptiness, heartbreak, spiritual bankruptcy, and ultimately eternal separation from God. And as Christians, we know that the only way to truly know God is when we have a personal relationship with Jesus. Solomon didn't know Jesus by name, but he came to know that God was his only hope. And I'm sure that God credited his account in the same way as he did with Abraham because of that faith. Even though I've not lived my life with the same privileges as Solomon did, my experiences have taught me the same lessons. When I've gone my own way, veering from the path that I knew God would want me to travel, I've always found nothing but emptiness and sadness. It's only when I cling tightly to him that I find that unshakable peace, that joy which is independent of my circumstances, that knowing that everything will be all right. I hope you found that marvelous truth in your own life. Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is what God wants for you, and so do I. Do you have thoughts or questions? I'd sure like to hear them. I'll tell you how to get in touch with me at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and we'll read the book of Malachi. This is how to contact me. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. Or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com if you've got a prayer request or a praise report. If you have a comment or a question, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or just write me an email, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Remember that on tomorrow's episode, I will have an important announcement for you. The team is made up of Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany. I'm so thankful for each one of them for all the work they do for me. Jason Pascal did today's show art. Thank you, beloved, for inviting me to join you today. Will I see you tomorrow? I know I'm looking forward to it. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.